Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. It's our one G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan, and welcome into the program. We have 4.5 hours of sports here for you. General at your service. There's brought us the former Cowboy Scout, the Super Bowl champion with you. Lucius Alexander's in the Pimp Cup over there. Master Control here, 75 and Fitzy, keeping the Gators down best he can. You do have Eric Chiafalo in the house. His nosebleed brother, Zach Wolchuk, little under the weather. Believes it might be a little COVID situation. He needs a couple of days on the shelf. Probably back on Wednesday for Wolchuk. So send that man some love on social. Let him know he's missed. You have Carter Freeman coordinating your video. You can watch us at 105.thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. And gentlemen, good afternoon. How the heck are you? Have a good weekend?
Man, great weekend.
It was very good. Thank you. Yeah.
Man, the weather coming down a little bit is just amazing. Sitting out there at a soccer game when it's 78 degrees instead of 102. Absolutely brilliant. So enjoyed that. But week one of the NFL season was outstanding. Along with all those games came the report. Jay Glazer, 2-1, 3-5, amongst other things, was offered from the Eagles to the Cowboys for Micah Parsons. And
interesting you say that, and I reached out to a couple different people, only heard back from one, and I know that Jay Glazer is best friends with Stephen Jones, so you kind of connect the dots there.
Yeah,
but I was also hearing that's maybe that offer wasn't exactly what it was.
You mean the Glaze messed something up?
I'm just saying that there might be some. But when I first saw it, I saw it was Glazer, and I thought Glazer, Stephen Jones, obvious connection there. But talking to some people, that might not be what the offer was. So I need to do some more work on it. Need to do some more work. I'm not completely killing it, but just people saying that might not be exactly what it was.
I was going to say, if that's it, I don't think it would be enough to trade inside the division. Kenny Clark more than the 3 and the 5.
When the alternative is the Packers, that, to me, changes things a little bit. You know, it's not like you sent him to the AFC and you're like, okay, who cares really?
Uh-huh.
You still sent him to the Packers, and that's as close to a divisional rival foe that you hate. So at that point, if it's between those two options, just give me the better deal. Then you can argue about what's the better capital in return.
Yeah.
But if you're sending them to Green Bay anyway, what's the dang difference?
I mean,
really?
if it's Philadelphia, what do you guys think of Jordan Davis? Wouldn't that be cool? I mean, if you're getting a player back like him or Mitchell or DeJean. But I think the fact that, especially now in retrospect, seeing the difference in your run defense week one compared to last year, I think Kenny Clark is, one of these players that if he can stick around for 3 or 4 years can be the beginning of a turnaround here for your run defense. So I like that. But Brian says not confirmed.
I just, like I said, Jay Glazer is really, really, really good at his job. And I just was curious. I go, is this actually, because you're starting to hear there weren't as many teams involved. You're starting to hear there were probably three teams involved. And, you know, so what were real offers and what were, you know, make-believe offers? I find it hard to believe that Jay, I mean, I don't think Jay's wrong, but I just asked. I asked them in the organization. Mm. They're like, hey, I don't know about that one.
So the other news was the Cowboys were moving towards trading Micah a week before he made the request. Are we buying this? That he was, they were doing, you know, fun with the media, telling everybody there's no way we're trading him to try to protect the value. It would make sense.
I think when we all were, we had the opportunity to be out at camp, I think there was really that they were sincere about not trading. And then once we got out of camp, I think that's when things really started to fall apart. I mean, fall apart in a way of that, hey, we'll consider trade.
I can buy that as well, because yeah, we've seen for years the Cowboys attempt to manicure stories on the back end to make it look like they had perfect vision. Like they would tell you in early 2016, we knew Dak was going to be great. You know, I remember asking Jerry Jones in our Friday interview on the Fan, we were doing middays, like, at what point did you know Dak Prescott could do this about 3 or 4 weeks into the season? And, you know, Jerry said when we drafted him. With Micah Parsons, they say, oh, no, we knew he could rush the passer.
Oh, no, okay, no, sure. No. Dan Quinn, that whole thing, that was, you got to give Dan Quinn a lot of credit, because it took an injury to Tank on a practice day to kind of, that Charger game week, to get Micah Parsons as an edge rusher.
So, incredible finish last night in Sunday Night Football. We'll have more on the Cowboys throughout the day. Obviously, we got to talk Texas Rangers with you as well as the huge series tonight with the Brewers. I think the Brewers have already won 85 games. This is going to be tough. Yeah. But Sunday Night Football, you know, Bills go touchdown, recovered fumble, touchdown, field goal, and come back from down 15 with 4 minutes to play. The crazy thing about this, before this game started, my brother texts me. He goes, dude, you will not believe this. I have hit 8 straight legs on the parlay. My last one is this Sunday Night Football game. I can change it before kickoff. Do you like Buffalo with the points or Baltimore on the road? I said, man, I'm a home dog guy, you know, so just take that for what it's worth. So I didn't hear back from him again. I don't know if he took the advice or not at this point. I'm just like, oh, man. You know, good luck. To hit 8 out of 9 legs in a parlay is outstanding. So, about, I don't know, early fourth quarter or something, it started to look bad when the Ravens go back up 15. So I'm starting to, you know, feel a little bit guilty about it. And,
I just bleeped up the parlay for the ages.
Yeah, I'm like, God, I hope he took Baltimore, right? I hope he took Baltimore is what I'm thinking at this point. But I didn't want to reach out to him because I know how devastating that would be to, you know, be looking at the 9th leg of a parlay. It's a 9-team parlay, right? So he needs this one to pay out. I think he teased it a little bit. It was 60-1. He put down $10 to win 590 or whatever it would be with the juice. And, you know, the Ravens go up big, and I'm like, man, I can't stand the angst in my stomach about this. So I think Buffalo got the ball back and then had a 4-and-out or something, turnover on downs or whatever. They didn't score, right? But, you know, Baltimore gets the ball back, and now they're driving, and I think ultimately ended up with a missed field goal. But I wasn't watching at this point. I said, forget this. I'm going to go in and, you know, talk to Abby because she's, you know, wanting me to go in there and hang out with her or whatever. So I'm doing that, and like 25, 30 minutes later, I get this text with him like, oh, my God, I can't believe I just hit this. What a great comeback. I'm like, what the hell happened? So I went in, I hit rewind and relived all of that. But he had a freaking 9-leg parlay, and I've never known anybody to come anything close to that. I mean, that's like winning 9 coin flips in a row, just mathematically impossible. I thought paying out 60-1 was a little light.
Yeah.
But that's how he likes to get down. And I'm always making fun of him like, dude, parlay is a sucker's bet. You know, you're sitting there, you know, thinking you're going to win big, but, you know, just try to focus on one game and put more capital into it. But he likes to do it that way, and damn it, it hit. So when I touched base with him again, I was like, dude, I was sweating that thing so hard. I'm so happy for you.
that was such an incredible game. And yeah, to hit a 9, he needs to screenshot that and like social that thing, because he'll go viral just with everybody being like, wow.
Yeah. He actually paid out right before the field goal kick, because he only left like $50 on the table. But if you get the block field goal and the return, then you're toast. And he was like, I just want to avoid, you know, worst case scenario in here.
And it almost did get blocked. I think it was Kyle Hamilton
Yeah.
Who did play like a piece
last
night.
Didn't he hit it? He barely grazed it.
He had a chance.
First player in NFL history to have 250-plus passing yards and 2-plus rushing touchdowns in any single quarter of any single game. Comes in the fourth quarter to bring his team back from a 15-point deficit. Definitely putting that icing on the cake of his MVP season. Yeah, I don't know how you stack the top quarterbacks in the game right now. Is it Josh? Is it Lamar? Is it Patrick Mahomes? If you had to take one guy right now, who are you going with?
Yeah, if you had to take one guy, I think it probably comes down to Mahomes or Allen for me.
I take Burrow.
You're taking Joe Burrow.
I am taking Joe Burrow.
It's
not a wrong answer because there's pretty much four guys.
And you know my love for Josh Allen.
But yeah, that's true.
I think Joe Burrow, when it comes down to if Joe Burrow was playing on some of these other teams, I think we'd be talking about Joe Burrow as a multiple MVP.
See, I like that angle because I don't think we do a good enough job separating the team from the quarterback.
He's got the receivers are outstanding. Don't get me wrong. Chase is one of the best to ever play. But when you talk about overall and what he has to go through on a weekly basis just to try and win games, yeah, no. But I saw him do it at LSU. I saw him take a talented team, but he was a difference maker. Every time he's lined up, he wins games for you. Even with he could take yours and win and take his and win. You know, that's how I love Josh Allen, but
almost got beat by Cleveland yesterday.
Yeah. But that's
bad kicker.
Yeah. That's where we're at. I mean, every week he has to do that.
Wouldn't you demand a trade out of there? Like, I think he'd be better off in Cleveland.
I think his relationship with Jamar Chase is so tight that like it would have to be almost like a combo thing where they both are saying, get us the heck out of here. But yeah, it's fair to ask that question because that is such a bad organization when it's really all said and done.
Yeah.
And he has to do so much, but
I'd love to
see his contract. Yeah, so
I'd love to see him on a team where the front office does a really nice job. And I like Duke Tobin, who's the director of player personnel. I like him in Cincinnati, but I don't know if he does enough to help him.
But Josh Allen, incredible. And it's amazing how he continues to ratchet up his game just a little bit more from, after year one looked like might be a bust, won't be able to figure out the accuracy, to now, I don't know if there's much argument to be made that he's deserving of the MVP. Rangers coming off a great week against the Astros. Chris Young's going to join us coming up at 4:20. Got as good as a half game back of the wild card after Friday's victory, but they lose Saturday, bounce back to win the game in the series yesterday. First series home win against the Astros since 2021. Did I get butt cracked on that? I was reading the game story today. First series win against the Astros since 2021.
They took two or three from Houston in Houston. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So
it was even just like the ALCS where it was like the back and forth, the road teams doing better.
Yeah.
There's something to that.
That's got to be like 15, 16 series worth. So to break through that, that's hopefully a sign of things to come, as they'll be down in Houston coming up in about 9 days. And it's on now to one of the absolute best teams in baseball, the Brewers. It's going to be Lats against Quintana, a lefty with a 3.72 ERA. So unfortunately, I got to put the Rangers on shutout watch tonight, boys. Shutout. I mean, who knows? I think it was a lefty Friday night. They got to him pretty good. So it'll be lighter tomorrow, Kelly Wednesday. Then the trip to the New York Mets before circling back around here into the great state of Texas. Salute to Sean Armstrong, by the way, with the four-out save last night. It was a perfect week for Armstrong. 11 batters faced, 11 outs, 2 saves. He pitched in 3 different wins, so maybe that's alleviating some of your closer anxiety for your Rangers now. But the playoff odds, 1.5 back of Seattle. What do you think the playoff odds should be right now? Feels like about 35-40% to me.
Yeah, I haven't seen. Have you actually seen what they are?
Yeah.
Are they still under 20?
It's 10%.
Wow.
It must be the difficulty of the schedule.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, Milwaukee's already got, they're looking for win number 90 on the season right now.
Unbelievable. Okay.
Hey, but by the way, have you guys gone through, I know we watched the games, but have you gone through and seen the lineup of who they're winning these games with?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Have you looked at, for an example?
Yeah.
Okay.
your Texas Rough Riders.
Yeah. Langford, Freeman, Young, Berger, Higgy, Moore, Asuna, Heim, Hellman, Duran. Smith comes in the game late.
I think six of those guys that played for the Rough Riders this year.
That's what
right?
I'm saying. Like every night, they're rolling this lineup out there like that.
Yeah.
And it's winning games.
It shows you how underperforming their established players have been. That a collection of guys maybe only hitting 220 coming up, just with some regular timely hitting instead of ping down your leg every time you're up to bat in a big-time
situation.
Occasional
bunt to get somebody over.
The enthusiasm as well. Cody Freeman, there's a story today, and there's a couple of pieces about him, just the infectious energy, so we look forward to asking CY about him. It looks like September 19th against Miami is the earliest Seager and Garcia could be back. So you got to go, what are we, on the 9th? Got to go another 10 days or so without those guys. And I don't know if you want them back. Just kidding. I don't know if you want Adolis Garcia back,
I just
though.
Find it amazing, though, every night I'm sitting there like watching a guy like, yeah. Like Freeman, I'm like, this guy's going to get a hit. I mean, you're just sitting there thinking like, but how are they doing it with this lineup? They're going out and they're competing toe to toe with every night with this lineup, and a credit to them for getting it done. It's the pitching, but you're right about the hitting and the time, and the defense is really, really good though too.
I don't know if it's World Series hangover or the stuff Pilar talked about in the clubhouse as he
probably
left.
A little of both.
You know, but I think they needed a vibes reset.
Probably a little
I
both.
Think they needed a young, fun guys who haven't been around the last couple of years to just sort of change the mojo up. We got the G-Bag of the Day champion on the other side. Then Woolchuk's top 10. Where are you taking us, Chief?
The top 10 college football fan bases with the biggest panic meter right now. 877-881-1053. That's next year in the name.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nation.
All right, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We got the top 10 coming up here in just a second. Segment is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Into the Pimp Cup we go. Here's Lucius with the champ.
Big Godzilla. Big Godzilla just stepping through, knocking down buildings, baby. Hope you guys had a fantastic weekend. How about that?
Sure. Been good.
Yeah. All right. All right, G-Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday on the Fan 530. We play the champ right about here. This is day number two for this champion audio. We go maybe a couple of weeks back now. Rangers versus the A's. The camera guy panned to the crowd, and there was a dude in the audience that kind of got a handful of his old lady's puppies.
Yes.
Guffies.
He got a whole handful of them. And the broadcasters didn't know how to act. Even with an extreme layout, they still had the goofy giggles at the very end of this thing. Listen.
For the folks at home, I on behalf of Chris Carey, I will apologize. Oh, you are a handful, Chris, let me tell you.
Fly ball to center.
Still goofy. Look at him.
That'll end the inning.
What else?
A's down by a few. Try to grab a couple back.
Yeah. Try to grab a couple back.
Not a bad play. They're around and consenting.
Yeah. Hey, you ever seen that like viral video of the, I think it was a wedding DJ? Did he play like the Phil Collins drums on this lady's boobs?
No way.
Yeah, during the beat, like during the breakdown, bro. He walked on and said, doo doo boo doo 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 bow.
Like to introduce you all to my percussion here for the evening. Take her with me everywhere I go.
Yeah. How about that snare?
Time now for Woolchuck's top 10 snare.
What?
Here's the chief with his broadcast responsibilities.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. 877-881-1053. We have the college football meltdown meter. Who are the top 10 programs and fan bases that are ready to just simply melt the bleep down right now? We are just a handful of weeks into the college football season.
A handful.
Yeah. I've been Detroit.
Just riding the wake, man. Just keeping that momentum going. It's not a TD Tuesday, but it could be. Definitely could be. Some great touchdowns. Looking forward to it,
yeah.
Reliving some
tomorrow
of those
night,
tomorrow.
6:20 maybe. 6 o'clock.
So we got to start with the big one that I think is still with the Longhorns and Arch Manning.
Yeah.
He looks banged up.
Yeah, there was some grimacing as he threw it. There's some stretching that people say he's done all the time, but there's just no denying what the video said, where he's, you know, really wincing as he throws.
Yes. Yeah, that's gone viral, and he still had a couple of those throws. And that was not a great start to the game for Texas either. They started to get things going, and then it was like four out of the next five passes are going to go for touchdowns to wide-open receivers.
I don't know.
But he just did not.
Yeah.
He's still got a weird, like the mechanics, the way he's throwing the ball. You mentioned the grimace factor. So everybody's kind of on high alert right now. Is he playing through something?
They're saying that the Ohio State game, he was always adjusting his shoulder pad and stuff like that. There was some issues there.
Might be a little tendonitis.
Probably worked a lot
in the offseason.
You know what's interesting, though, too? Man, I need to check all these things. You know, the thing that's interesting about, but Sark, if you look at his tenure at Texas, they haven't been a good opening drive team to begin with. So I think they've only scored like two times with him as like opening drives in games that they tend to kind of start really, really slow. But that's the point is about the quarterback, and he doesn't look completely, completely healthy the way he's throwing the ball.
No.
And his throwing motion is really not what you would think like it would, of a guy that maybe is trying to compensate a little bit. I don't know.
You would think it would just look a little bit more polished for sure. But
it's, you know what? I said it last week. It's really not. His throwing motion is not ideal. He's that long, lanky. Remember I was talking about Randall Cunningham? I mean, it's his throwing motion is not that of a guy that's, you know, that compact by the ear that, you know, you've seen big guys like a Dan Marino let it fly by the ear and it's just gone, you know, kind of John Elway gone, you know, big kind of strong guys. His is a little bit more like arm, and you know, it's more arm than it is like pointy shoulder, knee, foot, all that. It's kind of a like I was talking about the buggy whip kind of where it just reminded me very much of Randall Cunningham watching him throw the football.
Yeah, it's weird. It was actually a really interesting look last night during the Bills game where they looked at Josh Allen from when he was in college.
Yeah.
And the way his throwing mechanics were compared to the way they are now. Yeah. And that is a guy who's completely reinvented himself with the way he throws the football.
Yeah.
So nonetheless, you had Sark asked about it today, asked about, you know, Arch
injury,
looking banged up. And this was just kind of a weird interaction.
Arch Manning seemed to be having some throwing pains by the
according
fourth
to
quarter.
Who?
Arch.
Arch said that to you?
No.
Oh, according to who?
It just looked like he was.
He doesn't have any.
Is there an explanation to why he was? It looked like that.
I don't know. I've never filmed any of you guys when you're using the bathroom, so I don't know what faces you make when you're doing that.
In the middle, Roger. It's like I don't understand how he was.
Extreme reflection right there.
That is weird.
That's to throw you off guard. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now you think about something else.
Totally, dude. They're trying to pull a fast one on us here. And honestly, if I'm a Texas fan, not that you want Arch to be hurt, but it would at least give you an explanation as to why he hasn't looked like the guy that you were anticipating.
Here. I would like to hear that right now, but that makes me feel like it's something they don't want the other team targeting. Maybe you got an AC joint in there. It's a little, he can play through it, but we don't want anybody driving him into the turf a little bit extra.
Yeah. I mean, you see this all the time where they're trying to hide it, but like you have UTEP and Sam Houston on deck
before you get to Florida
and then the Red River game.
Right.
So you wonder, are these next two games good opportunities to try and get him healed up if he is dealing with something at all? Now, they're clearly doing the denying thing, and Arch was quoted as denying it as well quite a bit.
He's calling it sloppy football is what he's calling it. I heard him post-game with the sideline reporter, and then I heard him like post-game with the media saying, you know, they're playing really sloppy football. He's playing sloppy football right now. So I don't know. I mean, maybe you rephrased the question. Not to, you know.
Yeah, could have been better.
Could have been a better question. Could have
young
been,
reporter, maybe.
Coaches is.
I've never filmed any of you guys when you're using the bathroom, so I don't know what faces you make when you're doing that.
What?
Thank you.
I'm still Vader.
Thank you. Yeah.
I have no idea. And he had this like little twinkle in his eye after he said it, like he was very proud of himself. Like he said something that was pretty awesome.
I think the reporter could have asked the question better. To maybe like, you know, because the Sark went after him about, well, who are you hearing this from? And he didn't have, you know, you could
Sark, Arch.
Yeah, you could. And he goes, who? Yeah. To me, I think.
Man, this is goofy.
You could have asked the question better.
I try to stay stoic, by the way, for the record. You know,
if you're coach.
No, if I'm sitting on the toilet.
Oh, know? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No game face. Yeah. Or I guess that is your game face.
I don't know. Don't do
any pushing, man. It's not good for you.
It is not good. I mean, if you're
a wiggle every once in a while. Don't do no pushing.
When you're right there on the 1 yard line there. #, whatever it takes.
Well, I mean, welcome to the fiber thin world. I feel like I should be getting paid for these by now, but I mean, I keep these in my pocket. This is my new snack.
Yeah, I see that. Look at that. No donuts today. No zingers.
Oh, no,
just
donuts.
Straight up.
We had some donuts.
Yeah, that's why he's eating the darn fiber things. He'll be farting pretty soon here. I'm telling you.
Brian brought me some donuts. Couldn't turn them down.
Oh, yo, you brought those up today?
Yeah, Mrs. Freshies is what they're called.
Mrs. Freshies. Yeah. She sounds delightful.
Yeah.
All right, your 10th team program fan base. Give me your meltdown.
Can I throw Florida Gators in there, please?
Well, I'll tell you what. They're going to be pretty high up. Billy Napier, who's still going to be calling plays, still going to be doing the full duties and responsibilities, even though everyone in Gainesville wants him out of here.
Alabama?
Yeah, Alabama. Alabama certainly could be in the mix. They're not actually on this list, but we do have a funny clip of an Alabama fan who's pretty ticked off. We'll get to a little bit later, but
classic.
Number 10 is Virginia Tech and the Hokies as they go ahead and lose to Sean Sharif's Vanderbilt squad.
Yeah.
His godson found pay dirt versus Virginia Tech.
I think they're 0-2 now. Yeah,
they're struggling. They're struggling for sure. They've given up 262 yards on the ground, over 7 yards per carry. Mm. So when you have a defensive head coach, can't be doing that. So Virginia Tech's down bad right now. Kansas State Wildcats in the Big 12.
Yeah, they went to overseas, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then they paid Army to to give them a whooping.
Yeah.
And he played his worst game of the year so far, 175 yards and a pick. But yeah, their defense is bad. I mean, the Knights ran for like 270 yards against them. And then K-State was like 2 of 9 on third down. Just bad situation right now in Manhattan. Maybe losing Connor Riley on that offensive line.
That'll be costly.
I don't know. You have the Syracuse Orange that are also down bad right now.
Do you see them running sprints after the game?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, when you lose to UConn, Fran Brown's like, I don't get to shower tonight.
I think they beat UConn. They came
back. Coach was mad that they went to overtime.
Yeah, he was mad.
He said, you weren't supposed to go to overtime to beat them. So go out there and run. You was loofing around. You wasn't running to huddles. You wasn't running out there when you need a break.
Yeah.
You're going to run after this game and everybody's going to watch it before we even sing our school song.
UConn takes him to overtime.
That's right.
Yeah. That's what it was. But they also got shellacked by Tennessee in week one.
Yeah.
And Syracuse had a good year last year. Not a great start right now. Then you get to Oregon State and the Beavers. And, I mean, losing to Fresno, that's going to get you. And then we actually have some sound here. Oregon State's head football coach. This is pretty good. This is going into halftime. He's not happy about it. This is Trent Bray, halftime interview as his team's getting crushed.
What do you tell your team in the locker room to settle everybody down and finish this thing off?
Yeah, we're fine. I mean, we've allowed ourselves to create their success, both in special teams, joke, right? And then on big plays on defense, two long runs for touchdowns that shouldn't exist. They did nothing to harm us. We got to stop killing ourselves.
Appreciate the time, Coach.
It sounds like Trent's not ready for the big time, but the good news is he's not there.
Appreciate the time, Coach. Those are
we do have
incredible.
To stop killing ourselves, too, by the way, Coach.
We got to stop. Stop doing that. That was an important conversation. I'm glad he brought that. Brought that to light a little bit.
Yeah, he went social with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he did. All these coaches just deflecting, just turning the conversation into something completely different. You have the Iowa Hawkeyes at 6 on the meltdown meter, and
got beat by Iowa State, right?
Yeah, they did. It was a neck and neck game. But you have their quarterback Gronowski, who was supposed to improve the offense, throwing for 83 yards. And they had one player with more than 15 receiving yards now through two games. That's where they stand offensively. It's no surprise, but
Gronowski is an awful name. Oh, quarterback.
Awful, bro. I need you to be a linebacker.
If you're Gronowski, you're not a good quarterback.
Come on, Gronowski.
Yeah. You're 1940s quarterback. That's not very good.
It's an easy name to just lob out grenade style when you're pissed off. Freaking Gronowski. Oh, man. You have at 5 the West Virginia Mountaineers who lose to Ohio.
Close to Ohio. Yeah.
And they're not bad, but you can't lose to them at home. That's just the fact of the matter. Then you have Arizona State at 4.
That was a surprise the other day.
The Sun Devils taking the L to Mississippi State and Sam Levitt.
Mississippi State won 2 games last year.
Yes, and they storm the field, they get it done, and then this was actually funny in their post game locker room. You have a Mississippi State assistant coach. I don't even know who this guy is. It's an older gentleman. He's got his eyeglasses on. He's parading around in the locker room. He's got a cigar in his mouth, and this is what he said to one of the players' live Instagram recordings.
Oh, shoot, I know you was coming to me.
Sorry about that. Mississippi State.
Which one is
it? Mississippi State assistant coach.
Oh, there we go. Damn, I was on it, too.
Hey, let me tell you guys something.
Tell me something. Tell me
damn, but one thing better than this.
Yo.
Hey, and I'm going to take care of that later tonight.
It's like 65 years old. He's so pumped. I do love
Did you see, speaking of, like, when you're talking about, I knew you're going to get to Florida, but did you see their coaches, the South Florida coaches?
The most
uncomfortable thing is when you ride the elevator with a team that beats you, the coaches,
because
everybody's trying to act like cool, but like not the South Florida coaches. They were screaming coming down the hallway. That was actually pretty cool. You see the Florida coaches just kind of walking.
Just walk with their head down.
Walk with their head down.
Yeah. The walk of shame right there as your opponent is dunking on you.
Just screaming down the hall.
South Florida's not to be fooled with.
They might have a chance against Miami this weekend.
They might have a chance against Miami. I saw Bobby was saying this morning, like, their NIL payroll is like top 20.
Yeah.
Like, sneaky, legit team.
Yeah.
It's crazy how just in the last 5 years has become crystal clear. This is becoming a haves and haves nots. And it's almost like if you don't have the alumni or the boosters or the corporate sponsors to put you in this game, you're in a completely different thing. Oklahoma State looked like one of the worst football teams just a couple of years after contending for the conference title. All of a sudden, they don't have the resources. And I'd say Gundy's on the hot seat after a game like that.
Yeah, don't tell that to his son, who went on some Twitter rants hyping up his dad. But Oklahoma State's going to be number two. Clemson's
number three.
It doesn't
matter how good of a coach you are anymore. If you don't have the money, it just doesn't matter.
For sure. You have Clemson at three.
I was watching that Clemson game when it was 16-0, Troy.
Yeah.
And I was like thinking, my gosh, what's happening here? But yeah, they came back and won though.
Found a way to come back, but they're down like 16-3 at halftime.
Yeah.
And they don't look right at all. Oklahoma State at two, they get shellacked by Oregon. And then number one, of course, is those Florida Gators who have a spitter. We got a Gator spitter.
Yeah, that's the reason why they were able to get in the field goal range.
No SMU in there? We're still living off last year's playoff appearance. That was tough.
Yeah, that was tough. Well, they had a referee like forcing a fumble.
Tripped a guy.
That was...
referee stuck his... umpire stuck his foot out and got the quarterback.
It's like sack fumble. Put it on the ledger for the ref, man.
Thank you, Chief. Top 10 in the books. We got best of the weekend coming up next. Going back to back, Eric, what you got?
Yes, we have your weekend headline. We have more craziness from sports fans and your baseball Karen of the weekend as well next.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
In the nation.
Thank you, Lucius. I'm looking at no less than three updates on Cowboys storylines. We'll get those coming up at 3 o'clock. Let's reminisce on an incredible weekend here in DFW. Chief, fall is here.
Yes, it is here. What a weekend of sporting, and fans were back at it again with their wild shenanigans. Congratulations to the happy Browns couple who got married in the parking lot of the stadium shortly before kickoff. Shortly before losing just a heartbreaker game where you, I believe, surrendered 7 yards in the second half and still found a way to lose.
Yeah, terrible when you can't trust a kicker. You know, I it was a Brandon Aubrey appreciation day for me across the NFL.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, just crazy Browns fans. They had a whole ceremony. They had a nice little crowd gathered around, and you have two Browns lovers making it right.
I always wonder, are these gals just going for it, like with resentment in their mind? But sure, I guess if that's what my husband, my fiance wants, or do you think this is Brown superfan herself?
This has to be Brown superfan.
Yeah,
I'd be hard pressed to say that I've met a single woman who would grant this reluctantly.
And you got to be Cleveland through and through, because I mean, if you weren't super loyal to that city, you'd go find another team by now. I mean, that's an embarrassment. That's a bad omen. Getting married in a Browns parking lot.
Seriously, dude.
Give it about as long as I give their next starting quarterback.
That is just hilarious, these fans. I do have some level of respect for them, you know, when you support such a god-awful team. I mean, they are the butt of every football joke, that organization. And yep. You are still putting what is supposed to be one of the more glorious days of your existence right there in their parking lot. And then you're going to go lose by a point in a game where you surrendered 7 second-half yards. It's just incredible.
The only good thing that happened is Flacco didn't win. So now you're a little bit closer to Gabriel or Sanders.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You also had, how about did you guys see the Missouri Tigers fan? Who, it's Mizzou versus KU.
Yes.
And it got a little bit contentious for sure. It was a hell of a game. But a Missouri Tigers fan, it was at like one of the 2-minute timeouts, probably in the first half. And a guy had a chance to kick a 45-yard field goal to make $25,000. It's a Missouri Tiger fan, okay? Mm-hmm. And instead, he gets out there to go kick the field goal.
Oh, and he kicked it towards the sidelines?
Yeah, well, yeah, I saw this.
First, he lifted up his shirt to show the painting that said FKU on it.
Yeah.
And then when he goes to kick the ball, he just, instead of trying to kick it to the uprights, he just kind of turns around and just kicks it at the KU sideline.
I was trying
and
to
figure out. Flashes the chest again, go bleep yourself.
And you know, not a bad move. I think he probably went more viral than any other scenario that could have happened there. But I did wonder, does he just have tons of money and he's like, I'm more willing to go out here and do a bit?
Yeah.
Or was he thinking, I can't kick this field goal anyway?
If you look closely, you'll find that he has a prosthetic leg.
Oh.
So I don't know.
So they picked a guy with a prosthetic leg?
I don't know how they go about.
His plant foot or his
kicking
foot?
How they go about.
The ball's on that guy.
It was definitely a plant foot situation.
Oh, no.
I would love to see. I mean, have we gotten to a point where the evolution of the prosthetic leg could be a kickable leg? I mean, I'm sure we're.
Tom Dempsey.
There you go.
In 1971. Forever had the record for longest field goal of 63 yards, and he kicked it with half a foot. Like he had a special shoe that only had half a foot.
Okay, I do. I now that you're saying this,
yeah,
I am
kicked against the Lions.
Yeah, the half-footed guy.
Yeah, Tom Dempsey held 63 yard record forever, and then all of a sudden now we got these kickers. That's
happens every week.
Yeah, like we had 60 yard field goals, like winning games yesterday. You know.
That's true. And then you have like some 40-plus yarders losing games.
Losing games.
Shout right. out to the Falcons.
Yeah.
So, yeah, prosthetic leg. So
it'll probably fly off, right, until we get it.
Yeah.
Seriously, you know, it can probably make the kick, but it'll fly off. It looks ridiculous at that point.
It's do you get double points for the leg going in as well?
Yeah, it's going through. You don't know which one to watch, the ball or the leg.
He's one leg hopping after it.
Yeah.
My leg back. That could get bad. Maybe he made the right decision.
That's
an unfair advantage, too, using that prosthetic leg.
Like Lee
it's good and strong, you know?
$6 million man.
Yeah.
Bionic kickers are going to be the all-new rage at some point.
Yeah.
Now, Carter's going to throw this up on the fan cam. Did you see one of your LSU bros? You might have gone to school with this guy.
The guy that's in the tuba player.
66-year-old retiree.
Yeah.
I guess living his best life in the LSU marching band.
He's a college freshman.
Yeah, he's still got plenty of eligibility.
Yeah.
This dude was seen, he's in the Tiger band. And
he learned how
I
to
guess
play.
He's taking classes at LSU and he's doing the college thing at 66 years
good
old.
For him.
Singing S My Tiger DB.
Yeah, he learned how to play the tuba like in the last year. So like he's really, like he didn't know. And he's like, okay, I'm going to go be a part of the band.
Turns out I'm pretty good, guys.
Yeah.
Going straight to the first chair.
I didn't know what was going on when I saw the photo circulating. Yeah. I'm like, is this real?
Yeah.
It's absolutely real. So congratulations to that guy.
He was sweating like the rest of us with that outfit on, man.
Yeah, seriously.
By the way, they need to do that's something.
How, oh, my bad.
Go ahead. No, go ahead, Lucian.
I mean, that's how I felt when I seen the Bills kicker last night.
Yeah.
I see this guy right here. I'm like, damn, man, what's that old man on television?
41. Matt Prather, right? 41 years old. Yeah, but it's so funny. They got to do something about early season games and band uniforms, make those band members sit up in the crowd with those. They're just sweating through.
Open those things up a little bit.
We need to go with the shorts and a dry fit shirt. I think, for band.
Make them out of what the MLB uniforms are made out of. Those look pretty breezy.
paper uniforms.
Yeah. I'd appreciate it. I mean, what are those up there? Polyester.
Polyester.
Wool?
Yeah, polyester.
Polyester too, bro.
God dang! There's no way I'd be passed out up there trying to play the instrument.
Do you think he says to any of the co-heads, hey, you're kind of cute. Do you have a grandma? Yeah. What's your grandma situation?
Are you legacy?
All right. This is a legendary lady named Susie from Guntersville. And this is her talking with the local news station about what she's going to do if she wins the almost $2 billion Powerball.
I tell you exactly what I'd do with the first $70 million. I'd pay off Kalen DeBoer and get him the heck out of the University of Alabama, and then I'd take whatever else it took to get rid of the AD.
She says she'd also give some money to her church and save some for taxes.
I know I'm not going to win. I just hope I win some scratch-offs. I just do it for the fun of it.
So first $70
million. It was one in Houston, though, right? Outside of Houston?
Kalen DeBoer.
I think it went.
Missouri City,
South Texas.
No way.
Yep.
$1.8 billion.
Yeah, we were a couple hundred miles away from winning.
I bet most Bama fans would gladly throw that down right now. I don't think Bama will ever be great again. I wouldn't. You know, I wouldn't think that any
Steven
coach
Saban came back.
I don't think so. I think that's why he left.
Yeah,
I think he got ahead of it.
Yeah, I think it's a big time money thing. Big time heady play from Nick Saban.
Is there anything worse than sitting behind or standing behind the person trying to do the scratch off thing at the convenience store?
Oh my gosh.
Oh, let me get two of those and it's like, dude, you're a degenerate. There's casinos. Okay?
Right.
Move it along here. I need my Zen pouches.
Yeah.
It's like I'm gonna buy a 7-Eleven hot dog and then I'm gonna dress it on up and I'm gonna stand right here and eat it. And when I'm done, then you can go. Then you can get your order. I don't know.
7-Eleven hot dog, 2 bites for you, right?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I thought so.
If I'm really going competition style.
No. You're just naturally going to eat it in 2 bites.
Hey, by the way, the green pleasure devices have made their way to the NFL. Yeah, they got launched into the Cleveland Browns field and then also on the Colts field.
Do we determine this is a Bitcoin stuff going on here?
It was originally. Now you might just have dudes that are trying to...
Copycats.
Yeah, the copycats trying to go viral, whatever it is. But they're still
being Buffalo
launched.
Before. I have a picture from the Buffalo game.
Well, Buffalo used to do the more fleshy ones, right?
Yeah.
And they were the ones who started this. They were the pioneers.
Yep.
Still haven't seen the evolution of it with the parachute on it, though. Lucius, I'm looking forward to that.
Nice and slow. Everybody's got to watch it come down. And they have to describe the action in the arena.
And you get Kevin Harlan.
It could be so lucky.
There's a device. Yeah. It's a flying device. Oh, it's a device. I don't know. I was going to say something, but I didn't know. Yeah, exactly.
Well, thank you, Chief.
Yes, sir.
Top stories coming up next. We have three Cowboys developing storylines with the shoddy talk and practice going on. What's next for your Dallas Cowboys? That's coming up next year. It's the G-Bag Nation on the Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy,
celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.